Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 53, the verses 1 to 12. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1 to 12. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. My theme for reflection is wounded for us, seeing with new eyes. Wounded for us, seeing with new eyes. Have you ever misjudged someone based on first impressions? I remember once attending a church retreat and mistaking the quiet man in the corner for a visitor with little to say. He did not speak much, didn't volunteer, and frankly, did not seem to fit in. But then on the last day, he stood to share his testimony, one of the most powerful stories of faith and perseverance I had ever heard. Suddenly, all our assumptions crumbled. He hadn't been silent because he had nothing to say. He was simply living out his deep, quiet strength. Isaiah 53 invites us into a similar moment of stern recognition. Who has believed what we have heard? It begins like a jolt to the soul. This haunting poem, one of the seven songs of Isaiah, forces us to confront how easily we misinterpret suffering. And as we walk the lengthened path, marked by ashes, sacrifice, and the shadow of the cross, it presses us to see not only Jesus more clearly, but one another. The suffering servant, bruised, beaten, and misunderstood, stands in the shadows of our theology and our society. To the early Christian imagination, the echoes of Jesus are unmistakable. He was despised and rejected, wounded for our transgressions. By his stripes we are healed. But what makes this passage endlessly profound is its openness. The servant could be Jesus, yes, but also the people of Israel in exile, the forgotten, the disabled, the outcast, the refugee, the silent man at the retreat. Karl Barth once said, "The incarnation is the act of God making the condition of man his own." Isaiah 53 depicts that truth with raw beauty. It reminds us that God did not come as a triumphant warrior or distant deity, but as a servant who bore the weight of human pain. What shocks the original speakers of the poem is not just the servant's agony, but their own blindness. "We accounted him stricken by God," they confess. In other words, we thought he deserved it. That's the sting. How often do we see suffering and assume guilt? How often do we look away from pain, deciding the story is not ours to carry? The exiles thought the servant was afflicted by God. Later, the crowds thought Jesus was just another criminal on a Roman cross. Today, perhaps, we do the same with the homeless, the abused, the disabled, the undeserving poor. Isaiah's poetry insists that how we see suffering, how we interpret it, matters deeply, because we may be missing the very face of God. This passage also offers us a Lenten mirror. In this season of reflection, we are called not only to consider our sin, but our assumptions. Lent teaches us to pause long enough to ask, "Who have I ignored? Who have I misjudged? Where have I missed the divine in the disfigured?" The servant's story ends in exaltation, but not before it moves through the darkest valleys. It is God's affirmation at the end, "Therefore I will allot him a portion with the great," that shows us suffering does not have the final word. This is good news, not just for those who hurt, but for all of us who long to be changed. As we continue our Lenten journey, may Isaiah 53 be more than a prophecy fulfilled. May it be a lens, a holy corrective that trains our vision to see with God's eyes. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, who in your life or community have you possibly misjudged, and how might Isaiah 53 invite you to see them differently? Number two, how can your own suffering or that of someone close to you be understood in light of the suffering servant's story? Lord God, whose ways are not our ways and whose thoughts are higher than ours, forgive us when we fail to see you in the suffering, the rejected and the broken. Teach us to look with compassion, to listen with humility, and to walk alongside those we would otherwise pass by. As we journey through this Lenten season, draw us into the mystery of your love made visible in Christ, the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and transform our vision so we may be agents of healing in a wounded world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.